We return now with record numbers of migrants crossing into the United States, straining resources in many American cities. In a world where attention is the ultimate currency, a new video has emerged that is captivating viewers and sparking debate. The footage shows a sea of migrants determinedly making their way toward New York City. This viral video isn't just turning heads, it's sparking debate. Some are applauding it, seeing it as a symbol of hope and determination. Others, however, are scratching their heads, wondering if New York can handle the influx. As the video spreads, more questions and concerns are being raised than a high school diploma. Why are these migrants traveling? What impact will it have on the city that never sleeps? Find out in this eye-opening video. A better life in the Big Apple, New York City has recently become a magnet for migrants from all over the world. But why are they choosing the city as their new home? Let's begin by examining the significant number of Venezuelans who have entered through the southern border. Venezuela, a country of 29 million people, has faced one of the most drastic economic downturns in recent history. Under an authoritarian socialist government, the country's finances have teetered on the brink of collapse. In 2019, the Trump administration imposed sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, further exacerbating the crisis. As a result, over 7 million Venezuelans have been forced to flee their homes in search of a better life. Though most have sought refuge in other countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, a significant number have set up shop in the United States, with New York City being a top destination. The journey from Venezuela to New York is long and dangerous, but dire circumstances back home push these migrants to take the risk. Many embark on a treacherous journey through multiple countries, facing countless obstacles along the way. But it's not just Venezuelans seeking refuge in the Big Apple. In recent months, a growing number of migrants from countries across Africa have also arrived in New York. Driven by a variety of factors, including political instability, economic hardship, and conflict in their home countries, these migrants have embarked on perilous journeys in search of safety and better opportunities. Additionally, we've seen an unexpected influx of migrants from China. While the reasons for their migration may vary, it's clear that New York's allure as a global hub of opportunity has drawn people from all corners of the world. It's important to note that the journey to New York is not always an easy one. After crossing the southern border, many migrants have received assistance from Texas officials, including Governor Greg Abbott, who has sent thousands of migrants to New York in a campaign to provoke outrage and compel the federal government to tighten border security. It's crucial to remember, however, that Governor Abbott's buses represent just a fraction of the total number of arrivals. Some migrants have made their own way to the city, while others have been brought by officials in El Paso, a Democratic-run city, at the request of migrants. Mayor Eric Adams has declared the situation a humanitarian crisis, acknowledging the urgent need for action. He estimates that the migration crisis will cost the city a staggering $12 billion over the next 3 years. The city's response to the influx of migrants has been challenging, to say the least. With more than 100,000 migrants arriving in the last 6 months alone, officials have struggled to provide adequate shelter and support. New York City is legally required to provide beds to anyone who requests them, leading to record numbers of homeless people in shelters. The strain on resources has been immense, and the situation has only worsened over time. Mayor Adams declared a state of emergency in the fall, acknowledging the severity of the crisis. In recent weeks, however, city officials have expressed concern about running out of space to house the growing number of immigrants. Mayor Adams has repeatedly asked the federal government for more funding and expedited work authorization for immigrants, emphasizing the need for them to be self-sufficient. He has traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with federal officials and advocate for additional relief. During a recent press conference, Mayor Adams expressed his disappointment with President Biden, stating that he believes the president has failed the city by not doing more to address the crisis. While New York City will continue to lead, it is time for the state and federal governments to step up, Mayor Adams stressed, emphasizing the urgent need for collaboration and support. As the city grapples with the rites of passage posed by the migration crisis, let's take a look at life for two such migrants. In late 2023, Tony Taviera and Carlos Nino, two courageous Venezuelans, made the decision to set sail for the United States. After crossing the border on foot, they had to choose between New York or Chicago. Drawn by the allure of the city that had captured his imagination through movies and stories, Nino chose the concrete jungle of New York. "Those screens. Let's go there," Nino told Taviera, referring to the giant video billboards that line the iconic Times Square. Little did they know then that their decision would lead them to become part of the staggering surge of more than 100,000 migrants, asylum seekers, and refugees who have arrived in New York City in the spring of 2022. Over the course of months, Taviera and Nino shared their stories, recounting the hardships they faced in their home country and the treacherous journey that brought them to the gates of the city that never sleeps. Taviera, 35, left Caracas after being targeted in a nighttime attack by individuals associated with a government-run commodities company. Nino, 30, fled the small town of San Cristobal when Venezuela's president ordered him to re-enlist in the military, a fate he was determined to avoid. The two friends were among the estimated 7 million Venezuelans who have fled their country since the early 2010s, seeking refuge from the economic and political crisis engulfing their homeland. Their journey took them through Colombia, where they ultimately decided to set their sights on the United States in hopes of finding greater economic opportunities than Latin America had to offer. Crossing the treacherous Darien Gap, the unforgiving desert between the borders of Colombia and Panama, their group faced unimaginable challenges. Tragically, they received devastating news. One of their friends had drowned while attempting to cross the Rio Grande River to reach Texas. The loss weighed heavily on their hearts, but they found the strength to continue their journey. With no connections in New York, Taviera and Nino entered the city's shelter system, a temporary refuge for those in need. Their arrival was part of a larger surge of migrants arriving across the border from Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott controversially sent people by bus to New York and other Democratic-run cities. The city's commitment to housing all who arrive, combined with the city's existing housing crisis, has created a complex situation that city officials and immigrant advocates are working tirelessly to navigate. Life in the city's shelter system presented Tony Taviera and Carlos Nino with a new set of challenges. Without connections or a place to call their own, they relied on the city's support and organizations to find stability and a path. Nino found himself in a shelter on Randall's Island, an isolated stretch of athletic fields that also housed other shelters and psychiatric facilities. Nearby, the city had set up an emergency tent to house newly arrived immigrants. Although it was later removed due to dwindling arrivals, officials announced the opening of a similar center on the island. Nino was eventually transferred to another shelter in the Bronx, where he continued to struggle to find stability. Taviera, for his part, ended up in a Brooklyn shelter. For several weeks, he felt at home, waiting for the chance to move on. He was eventually assigned a place to stay in an abandoned hotel in Upper Manhattan, which provided him with a more stable living situation. Both Taviera and Nino spent the next few months waiting for work authorization, maintaining regular contact with each other and their loved ones in Latin America. Tavera's journey took a positive turn when he found a shared apartment in Brooklyn. With the help of a contact he made in the city government secured him a space with two other Venezuelans and a Colombian. The city government even helped him pay rent, offering him a lifeline in his search for stability. In January, Taviera took a significant step forward by working with a private employment agency to secure a position with a Brooklyn construction company. He worked as an electrical contractor and removed debris from construction sites, contributing to the city's ever-changing skyline. For Nino, the journey has been less stable. He remains in the same Bronx shelter he's been in for months, still waiting for a chance to move forward. Finding steady employment has proven to be a challenge, with temporary jobs being the norm rather than the exception. Nino expressed his frustration, sharing that he often works only 2 or 3 days a week, unsure of where to turn to find more consistent work opportunities. Despite the uncertainties, both Tavera and Nino express gratitude for the support they've received from city officials. The assistance provided by the city and various organizations has been instrumental in their journey toward stability. Recognize the opportunities presented to them and the progress they have made, even as they continue to face obstacles. The arrival of more than 100,000 immigrants to New York City has posed a significant challenge for city officials and immigrant advocates. As the city grapples with an existing housing crisis, the need to accommodate and support the newcomers has become a pressing issue. However, not everyone has welcomed the city's efforts to provide shelter to newly arrived immigrants. Transitional housing in Queens and at a former Staten Island school faced opposition from residents who considered their location inappropriate. Protests erupted with clashes between supporters and opponents of the decision. According to Manuel Castro, commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs, these protests were part of a deliberate effort to stoke fear and anti-immigrant sentiment in the city. In the face of pushback, immigrant rights groups have stepped up their efforts to support new arrivals. The New York Immigration Coalition, which represents some 200 organizations across the state, has been operating in rapid response mode. Despite limited resources, they have expanded their programs and services, doubling and tripling their capacity to meet the growing demand. How is the city responding? As the number of immigrants seeking refuge in the city surged, officials knew they had to take immediate action. They transformed a former downtown hotel into an immigrant shelter, a place where people could find temporary respite. But the challenges were immense. The shelter system, already strained by the growing number of homeless people, now had to accommodate the influx of immigrants. According to city data, there were more than 67,200 immigrants in the city's homeless shelters as of late November. This staggering number underscores the scale of the crisis and the strain it has placed on city resources. To address the growing demand for emergency housing, the city proposed utilizing a variety of sites. Hotels were repurposed to provide temporary shelter for migrants, offering them a roof over their heads and a semblance of stability. On Randall's Island, tents were set up as temporary shelter for those in need. School gymnasiums and even office buildings were also used to house the growing number of migrants. However, these proposals were not without their challenges. Many residents resisted the idea of housing migrants in their neighborhoods. Concerns about overcrowding, strain on local resources, and potential safety issues fueled the opposition. In some cases, the city had to backtrack on initial plans due to strong community resistance. At one point, Mayor Adams even considered the bold idea of housing migrants on cruise ships. This shocking proposal demonstrated the desperate measures the city was willing to take to address the crisis. While the idea was ultimately abandoned, it underscored the gravity of the situation and the city's determination to find solutions. As of September, the city had opened more than 214 shelters, including 18 humanitarian aid centers specifically designed to address the needs of asylum seekers. These centers served as a lifeline for those who had fled their homes in search of safety, providing essential services like food, medical care, and legal support to help migrants navigate the complex asylum process. But as more and more migrants arrived, Mayor Adams realized that a reactive approach was not sustainable. The city needed a comprehensive strategy to address the crisis and relieve pressure on the shelter system. She asked a judge to release the city from some of its legal obligations under its unique mandate for the right to refuge. This unprecedented move was intended to ease the burden on the city and allow for more efficient allocation of resources. Additionally, Mayor Adams implemented a rule requiring single adult immigrants to reapply for asylum every 30 days. Families with children would have to reapply for asylum every 60 days. The move was intended to ensure that those who truly needed help received it while preventing abuses of the system. But problems persisted. Last summer, dozens of men, many from Africa, were forced to sleep on the sidewalk outside a Manhattan shelter. The shelters were at capacity, leaving them with nowhere else to go. The harrowing images of men huddled on the cold sidewalk served as a reminder of the limitations of the city's response and the urgent need for more effective solutions. Recognizing the strain on the shelter system and the need to manage expectations, the Adams administration took a different approach. Leaflets were distributed at the southern border warning migrants that there was no guarantee they would receive shelter or services in New York City. The city also began helping migrants leave for other New York boroughs, a move that angered officials in those areas. While Mayor Adams hoped to ease the strain on city resources, many migrants remained determined to continue their journey to the United States and New York, undeterred by the warnings. The strain on the city's finances cannot be ignored. The cost of caring for migrants is staggering. The city estimates it will spend about $5 billion this fiscal year to house and feed migrants. Mayor Adams warned that if migrants continue to arrive at the same rate, the cost could exceed $12 billion over the next 3 years. To ease some of the financial burden, Governor Kathy Hochul pledged to ask the state legislature to allocate $1 billion in the next budget to support the city's efforts. The state has already contributed $1 billion and is paying for the new tent shelter on Randall's Island. The city's spending has not been without controversy, however. Doggo, a medical services company once contracted by the city, has come under scrutiny for its handling of the crisis. Under a $432 million no-bid contract, the company was tasked with housing migrants and providing them with essential services. However, migrants alleged that they were lied to and given false documents stating that they were eligible to work. The scandal has raised questions about the city's oversight and accountability in handling the crisis. As the city grapples with the migration crisis, another pressing concern is the lengthy and complicated asylum process. Many immigrants in New York apply for asylum to protect themselves from persecution and violence in their home countries. However, the process can take 3 to 4 years before a final decision is made. Between March and May of last year, nearly 39,000 new cases were filed in immigration court in New York City alone. Applicants can apply for temporary employment authorization 150 days after successfully filing an asylum application, but they are not eligible for work authorization until then. The city employs caseworkers to connect with newly arrived asylum seekers, helping them enroll their children in school and find immigration attorneys. In June, Mayor Adams announced the creation of the Asylum Application Support Center, a vital resource that brings together immigration legal service providers and pro bono attorneys to assist thousands of asylum seekers. As of mid-October, the support center teams had helped complete more than 5,600 applications, providing a glimmer of hope to those seeking protection. However, the sheer volume of asylum applications and limited legal support available raise concerns that many migrants will miss application deadlines and fall into the more dangerous category of undocumented immigrants. Many of New York's new arrivals have already joined the existing pool of undocumented workers by taking jobs in the underground economy. This leaves them vulnerable to deportation and exploitation, trapped in a precarious situation. Does this ever benefit New York? First, let's talk about employment. immigrant New Yorkers are more likely to be employed than native-born New Yorkers. According to recent studies, immigrant workers make up a significant portion of the city's workforce, with a staggering 43% of all workers in New York City being immigrants. This influx of immigrant workers has not only filled critical gaps in the labor market, it has also contributed to the overall growth and productivity of various industries. But it doesn't stop there. New York's immigrants are not just employees, they are also job creators. In fact, immigrant entrepreneurs play a vital role in driving economic growth and innovation. Studies have shown that immigrants are more likely to start their own businesses compared to native-born Americans. These immigrant-owned businesses not only create job opportunities for New Yorkers, but they also contribute to the city's tax revenue. Speaking of taxes, the financial impact of immigrant New Yorkers is nothing short of staggering. In 2021 alone, immigrant New Yorkers paid a whopping $61 billion in taxes. Yes, you heard that right, $61 billion. These tax contributions not only support vital public services, but they also provide a significant boost to the city's economy. Additionally, immigrant New Yorkers have a combined spending power of $138 billion, further stimulating local businesses and fueling economic growth. Let's take a moment to reflect on the historical significance of immigration in New York City. During the 1970s, as the city struggled with neglect and a fiscal crisis, a major wave of immigration played a crucial role in revitalizing the city's economy. The influx of immigrants improved public safety, increased the city's population, and boosted government revenue. It was a turning point that helped New York City rise from the ashes to become the thriving metropolis it is today. But it's not just New York that benefits from immigration. Our upstate neighbors like Rochester, Syracuse, and Utica have also experienced economic revitalization after welcoming newcomers. These immigrants have opened new businesses, contributed to population growth, rebuilt housing, and injected millions of dollars into local tax dollars and purchasing power. The positive impact of immigration extends far beyond the city limits, creating a ripple effect of economic growth and prosperity. Now let's talk about the net positive impact of welcoming asylum seekers. Conservative estimates have shown that a mere 10% reduction in asylum seekers in 1 year would cost the U.S. economy a staggering $8.9 billion, along with over $15.5 billion in lost tax revenue over 5 years. Don't get it? Let me explain. Let's imagine a scenario where the U.S. implements strict immigration policies that lead to a 10% reduction in asylum seekers in 1 year. This means that fewer people are able to apply for asylum and enter the country legally. As a result of this reduction, the U.S. economy would take a significant hit. Conservative estimates suggest that such a reduction would cost the economy a staggering $8.9 billion. This loss would be due to a variety of factors, including reduced consumer spending, reduced demand for goods and services, and a shrinking labor force. Additionally, over a five-year period, the United States would also experience a loss of over $1.5 trillion in tax revenue. This loss would impact multiple levels of government, from local to federal, and could result in cuts to essential services and programs. These figures highlight the potential economic consequences of reducing the number of asylum seekers and underscore the importance of carefully considering the impact of immigration policies on both individuals seeking asylum and the broader economy. But what about undocumented immigrants? Despite their ineligibility for Social Security, Medicaid, and most other public benefits, undocumented immigrants play a crucial role in sustaining vital programs. They contribute billions of dollars to Social Security and billions more in local, state, and federal taxes. In 2021, Undocumented immigrants contributed a staggering $30.8 billion in total taxes nationwide, including $18.6 billion in federal income taxes and $12.2 billion in state and local taxes. In New York State alone, undocumented immigrants paid $3 billion in taxes. These numbers demonstrate the significant economic impact of undocumented immigrants, who make up approximately 3.3% of the U.S. population but contribute 4% to the nation's workforce. It's important to recognize that undocumented immigrants are the backbone of many vital industries throughout New York. In fact, a staggering 70% of New York's undocumented workers are essential workers. They play a crucial role in keeping our city and economy running, especially during times of crisis. Let's address the issue of declining birth rates and slow population growth. The United States, like many other developed countries, faces a demographic challenge. Birth rates are declining and the native-born population is not growing fast enough. This is where immigrants step in to fill the gap. In fact, immigrant workers now make up nearly 18% of the U.S. workforce, a record high. In New York City, immigrants make up a staggering 36% of the population and a remarkable 43% of the labor force. These numbers underscore the significant role immigrants play in offsetting declining birth rates and slow population growth. Now let's turn to the impact of immigration on wages. The evidence is mixed on whether immigration has a significant impact on wages, with most studies finding that the wage impact is small and outweighed by other factors. It's important to note that government policies such as raising the minimum wage, wage parity, and supporting unionization have a much larger impact on wages in lower-paid industries. Therefore, it is crucial to focus on implementing policies that ensure fair wages for all workers, regardless of their immigration status. Furthermore, providing more avenues for legalization for undocumented workers can help increase wages for everyone. By granting legal status to undocumented workers, we can ensure that they are not exploited and that they can earn fair wages. This not only benefits the workers themselves but also creates a more level playing field for all workers in the labor market. Now let's address the pressing issue of labor shortages. As we speak, the United States is facing a major labor shortage. Recent data shows that there are 9.5 million job openings in the country, but only 6.5 million unemployed workers. This means that even if every unemployed worker were to find a job, there would still be 3 million job openings. This labor shortage is not unique to the United States. It is also happening in New York. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the vast majority of states, including New York, have more job openings today than they did before the pandemic, while labor force participation remains below pre-pandemic levels. New York City in particular has seen its labor force shrink since the pandemic began, with over 100,000 workers lost since February 2020. This has created significant labor shortages in sectors like home health care, where demand for workers is high. To address this labor shortage and bolster the city's post-pandemic economic recovery, it's crucial to grow our workforce by welcoming newcomers. Immigrants can play a vital role in filling these vacancies and ensuring the smooth functioning of various industries. In fact, the New York State Department of Labor has identified a staggering 39,456 open jobs for immigrants and asylum seekers in New York. By welcoming immigrants, we can address our labor shortage, spur economic growth, and ensure our city's continued prosperity. The impact of welcoming immigrants to New York City is nothing short of extraordinary. Immigrants contribute significantly to our economy as workers, entrepreneurs, taxpayers, and consumers. Their economic power is evident in the billions of dollars they contribute in tax revenue and purchasing power, fueling the city's growth and prosperity. Furthermore, the economic benefits of welcoming asylum seekers and undocumented immigrants cannot be ignored. They play a critical role in sustaining vital programs and contribute billions of dollars in taxes despite being ineligible for many public benefits. Immigrants also drive labor force growth, offsetting declining birth rates and labor shortages. Their entrepreneurial spirit and job-creating ability are remarkable, creating more opportunities for both immigrants and native-born Americans. As New York City struggles to recover from the pandemic and address labor shortages, the presence of immigrants becomes even more crucial. They fill vacant jobs, contribute to economic recovery, and ensure the city's post-pandemic prosperity. M.